Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le soifu, Malelangi mama, Kia orana, Malo elelei, Fakalofa lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele mele puka, Mau, mai te ama, e momo lava pikia pe te tato tamana i talangi mo tana tauhinga, mana haka manuianga, mo ki tato uma. Mo te ola ma te maalohe ku maue ki tato, o ka tino ina tato tamohainga bēnei. Ia. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Maloni, te ama.
en una matura una tumaña.
Falava malo le soifua nisa bulaminaka malo ilile. Welcome to Te Ama Radio Show. This is falifanga malo mele mele puka, and I am your host for today. Talo falava, and a very warm welcome to all of our listeners. Beautiful you are. And before we continue on, let us begin our show with a word of prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as He did this sinful world, as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever and ever in the next life. Amen. Hour, Te Ama Radio Show. I am your host for today. I trust that you've all had an enjoyable weekend, happy and healthy. It is the time of the week with our favorite Talanoa, Te Ama Pacifica, Like Minds, Like Mine. And I will be presenting the messages and information regarding the Like Minds, Like Mine program. Let me share with you this expression taken from a Maori proverb that ponders, He aha te mea nui o te ao. He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. The meaning translates as, what is the most important thing in the world? It is the people, the people, the people. Therefore, like my slogan, know me before you judge me. I wondered about our kāinga and whānau, the experience of our tangata whaiora and family seeking help from services, and how easy do we make it for people to get the help they need. When people are seeking help, they are usually experiencing some level of distress. Whether it is the first time or many times, it makes no difference. They may also be experiencing some anxiety and or confusion. Therefore, what you do makes the difference. It is easy to forget that a friendly face, a warm gesture, and a welcoming smile can be assure people that they have come to the right place for the help they need, even if it's just to point them in the right direction. We don't need to have all the answers, of course, but let's not underestimate the value in taking some of the burden from people, in letting them know their effort and courage to reach out with the will be worth it. Therefore, know me before you judge me. You are listening to Te Ama Radio Health Program with your host, I, Fale Whangamalo, Mele Mele Puka. Radio show, Pacifica Health, like minds. Let me share with you a poster that I saw this morning, and it's called A Smile. A smile costs nothing, but gives much. It enriches those who receive, without making poorer those who give. It takes but a moment, but the memory of it sometimes lasts forever. None is so rich or mighty that he can get along without it, and none is so poor but that he can be made rich by it. A smile creates happiness in the home, fosters goodwill in business, and is the countersign of friendship. It brings rest to the weary, cheer to the discouraged, sunshine to the sad. And it is nature's best antidote for trouble. Yet it cannot be bought, begged, borrowed, or stolen, for it is something that is of no value to anyone until it is given away. A smile. Well, there you go. It costs nothing. Give it. Even to strangers that you do not know, just put a smile on their face. I often do that myself. I can't help it when I look at somebody, even about it. I just see a face and I smile. But continuing on, I'd like to share with you the information by Mental Health Foundation, and it's called Anxiety and How to Handle That. Te Ama Pacifica, like minds, like mine. What is anxiety? Anxiety is a normal and a healthy response to danger and threat. Example, feeling stressed before an interview or exam, or scared that you can't cope with demands placed on you. It focuses body and mind on dealing with a problem. The body gets ready for action, fight or flight. And the brain focuses on thinking through every possible escape route or dangerous scenario. The flow of adrenaline into the bloodstream helps us run faster and think our way out of a tricky situation more quickly. This is useful when there is a life-threatening danger to deal with, but can be unhelpful when there is less threat. When we are anxious, we feel wound up, nervous, worried, tense, and unable to think clearly. We may go over a problem in our minds until we come up with a solution. Feelings can range from being a bit uneasy to a continuing sense of dread, or feeling panicky and frightened. So, how does anxiety affect us? Anxiety functions similarly to physical pain, calling attention to danger or risk. However, the complex mixture of physical sensations, thoughts, and actions means that we can exaggerate the potential danger and feel tense and anxious even though we are not currently under threat. Some level of anxiety is normal, but at times the level of anxiety can be too high for us to get on with everyday life. Recognizing anxiety, indications that this may be an issue would be if levels of anxiety are affecting us from functioning. Example, not being able to speak in a social situation, unable to go out, avoiding public places or activities, rerouting or restricting travel plans to avoid a particular route, example, going over a bridge is too difficult. Physical effects, racing or pounding heart, sweating, breathlessness, dizziness, shaking or trembling, chest pain or tightness, nausea and stomach pain. Thoughts are often repetitive with a fixed view of a situation that may be little relation to reality. Thoughts often escalate, example from, oh no, a traffic jam, I'll be late for my meeting, to, and if I'm late, I might miss this sale, disappoint everyone, and be fired. Pacifica, like minds, like mine. Like minds, like mine is a public education program aimed at reducing the stigma and discrimination faced by people with experience of mental illness. Mental illness can happen to anyone at any time. Mental illness can affect anyone of any age, culture, income, sexuality, or gender. 1 in 5 New Zealanders will experience a mental illness in any year. People with mental illness are more likely to be victims of violence than to commit it. Discrimination is the biggest barrier to recovery. The biggest mental health problems are prejudice, ignorance, and fear. What part are we playing? What you do makes the difference. Families and people are often driven apart by feelings of guilt and shame of having mental illness in the family. They don't want to speak out about it. They want to keep it hidden. Shame needs to be overcome. Having the support, being included, nurtured, and listened to are the healing of our health and wellness. When our family become unwell, they need our love even more. And it is important to remember that just like physical illness, most of our family with mental illness will recover. To some with experience of mental illness, it's just another illness. It's like being a diabetic. It's just something you have to live with. The point is, people aren't afraid of diabetics. Some of the ways we can contribute to our family when they are unwell, beginning with checking out our own behavior. Like Minds, Like Mine is all about people having the same understanding. It is about working with communities to promote inclusion of people with experience of mental illness and reduce stigma and discrimination. And this can only be achieved through education programs such as this. This project is part of the Like Minds, Like Mine national initiative, which has been going for 16 years, and we are now the service provider for Pacific Like Minds Project. And so the role of the project is to increase Pacific people's confidence to speak up about mental illness, increase the awareness in the workplace, encouraging equal treatments and equal opportunities. Using the media with the message put across by a well-known Pacific sports person who has experienced mental illness, example, John Kerwin, target all Pacific ethnic groups to promote equality and respect and to enjoy the same rights as others. It is our aim to make people understand the stigma and discrimination that's attached to mental illness in the Pacific Island community. The stigma is associated with the words mental illness. Through sharing of knowledge and information, hopefully people will become more aware of what Like Minds, Like Mine is all about.
Yeah.
Te Amo, Pacifica Health, like minds. Let me share a little bit with you with regards to anxiety disorders. Adults and children who are constantly anxious may have trouble with sleeping or concentration, feel restless or irritable, and fatigue. For some, anxiety causes such sustained discomfort and disruption to their everyday life that it is called an anxiety disorder. Generalized anxiety, social phobia, panic disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. Symptoms may vary, but they all have in common persistent feelings of high anxiety, causing discomfort and disruption to everyday living. If you experience this level of anxiety constantly, or aspects of how you live your life are being adversely affected, then you may need to consider seeking help. Panic attack, what are they and what can you do? Panic attacks are common, with 1 in 10 people having at least one attack during their lives, and they are not life-threatening. They involve feelings of severe anxiety that start and finish quite suddenly. Uncomfortable physical symptoms of intense anxiety can make people feel that they are about to die, collapse, or lose control of their minds. These frightening thoughts in turn intensify the panic. Concentrate on breathing and knowing that these feelings will pass. Tell family, whānau, friends, or workmates you trust about your experience. You will feel more comfortable if they know that you might have to stop to wait out a panic attack. Teama Pacifica Health, like minds, like mine. Continuing, managing anxiety. Learn to breathe more slowly and deeply when anxious. Breathe with the bottom of your lungs rather than from the top. Example, i.e. when you breathe in, your stomach goes out, not your ribs. Learning meditation can help with breathing. Talk to friends and family about how you are feeling and share your thoughts with them. Stay active. Walk, jog, swim, garden, or do regular exercise that you enjoy. Relax regularly. Try a relaxation CD or yoga. Sleep is the most important relaxation, so try to establish a regular sleep routine. Self-help books are usually based on cognitive techniques. Support groups and talking to other people who manage anxiety and panic can be useful. Avoid substances that aggravate anxiety and panic. These include caffeine, alcohol, and cannabis. Our goal is that awareness of mental illness has increased. New Zealanders are more likely to accept someone with experience of mental illness as a workmate. New Zealanders are more likely to think that someone with experience of mental illness is able to contribute to society. New Zealanders say they would be less likely to be ashamed of having a mental illness. And people with experience, illness have become more visible in a positive way, quashing negative stereotypes and raising awareness through leading and role modeling, recover and interaction with the community. One of the many messages we want to get out is that it is okay to talk openly about mental illness. Therefore, what you do makes the difference.
Tú la
Terma Pacifica House, welcome back. Like mine's like mine. As we started off, this expression taken from a Maori proverb that ponders, Hea hati mea nui o te ao he tangata, he tangata, he tangata. Which means, what is the most important thing in the world? It is the people, the people, the people. Therefore, like mine slogans, know me before you judge me. What you do makes the difference. Be there and stay involved. Our family or friends who are experiencing mental health issues, mental illness and being diagnosed, they really need us. And that's what they're asking of us. Please, before you judge me, get to know me first. I would love to have that relationship with you. And that's what they are really asking. From our whānau, our kāinga, friends, our neighbors, whatever organization you belong to, this is the message that we, like minds like mine, is sending out to our communities, to our families, to our organizations. Before we look at people and start to make some judgments, let's get to know them first. Like as I read out before, the smile. Let me share it again. A smile costs nothing, but gives much. It enriches those who receive, without making poorer those who give. It takes but a moment, but the memory of it sometimes lasts forever. None is so rich or mighty that he can get along without it, and none is so poor but that he can be made rich by it. A smile creates happiness in the home, fosters goodwill in business, and is the countersign of friendship. It brings rest to the weary, cheer to the discouraged, sunshine to the sad, and it is nature's best antidote for trouble. Yet it cannot be bought, begged, borrowed, or stolen, for it is something that is of no value to anyone until it is given away. So yes, I will leave you in with that message of keep smiling and put a smile on the next person's face. And that is the message that we like minds. The next slogan, it says, and what you do makes the difference. It's everything that we do and makes the difference. We can speak and say things like, oh, I do love you. But when you don't put it in action, it's meaningless. It really doesn't mean anything. And therefore, we don't make the difference. Making the difference is to show that you love, show that you care, put it in action. Give a smile and ask, what do you need at a moment of when they are struggling, when they at their lowest? Give them a smile, give them a hand, pull them out of their darkness. And you may be the only savior, the only light, the only medicine that they can get at moments of darkness. And of course, the other slogan is, be there and stay involved. That's all we can do, is to show kindness and love. And as we come to the end of our program today, Te Ama Pacifica Health, Like Minds, Like Mine, we'd like to finish off with the 11-step prayer, which is the that they use for as recovery. And there's 12 steps to this of prayer to this recovery program. And it says, prayers have often been part of working a 12-step program according to one's belief in higher power. As such, many people working a 12-step program have used certain prayers in relation to working certain steps or in their daily walk in recovery. Probably the Serenity Prayer is most often associated with the 12-steps program, but some other prayers that are commonly used are listed here for reference. And I'll use the 11th step prayer. And it goes like this. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying to self that we are born to eternal life. Serenity Prayer, in its short and most common form, in 12-step groups, and it goes like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Amen.